Thank you so much, Randy. Yes, indeed. We are at the Red River Watershed District Watershed Management Board meeting, and they work along with the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group for this two-day water conference that's going on. We're very pleased to have with us the Minnesota State Conservationist, Troy Daniel, from NRCS. Troy, certainly a very timely conference when you take a look at some of the issues that are facing our landowners.
Yes, sir. In fact, just driving in, looking at the weather, the snow melt, and in the Red River especially, you get snow melt, you get hard rains, and you get flooding. And so we're here to talk about that, water retention, climate resiliency. And I know climate's a buzzword these days, but it comes back to basic water management, water conservation, and the things that we can work together with the Red River Water Management Board and the Retention Authority. NRCS typically works with them to do flood resiliency plans, water retention plans, and help put structures on the ground to protect lives and homes and homesteads and farms.
We certainly always get to this time of year and are worried about flooding and overland flooding. Just taking the drive from Grand Forks to Moorhead today, I didn't see a lot of water. There's a few fields, obviously, a few ditches that are still stopped up, but this past week's been pretty amazing, and the drawdown on moisture profile.
Yeah, it is, and so we'll see how the spring goes. Every year, it's a test. It's a test of the structures, the infrastructure that we've got in place, and then a test of how resilient farmers are in preparation for water, dealing with water. So one of the things we do within RCS is we assist people with drainage water management. That's a big deal, putting in side inlet structures and upgrading their technology to better let the water out in a timely fashion, retain it at the right times, let it out at the wrong time, so to speak, so they can stay productive as farmers and feed the world, keep the communities in play.
That whole retention effort, it makes so much sense, but it does take that collaborative effort.
It is a collaboration, and we're really blessed in Minnesota in particular to have our watershed districts. I believe there's 18 plus. Somebody's going to get me on that, but I know there's over 18 watershed districts in the Red River Basin, and we work collaboratively with them to provide technical assistance, help them with planning, design work, and things of that nature, and then help our farmers actually put the implementation in place, get the structures on the ground. Some of them we pay for, some of them we don't, but that's why it's a partnership. It's putting all pieces on the table to get the job done.
You mentioned climate, and obviously that is the buzzword right now. Does that create some opportunity, maybe some incentives for landowners or farmers?
I think it is. I think you're going to see more and more private market opportunities with regard to water. I think on a worldwide basis, you're seeing more and more environmental markets, water-type markets, and I think that's going to have a play and maybe an opportunity for folks in the Red River Basin, because that's something they definitely at some times have too much of, and other times they need more of. So I think managing that water, getting public-private partnerships in place to help them manage that water might be an opportunity also to increase income.
Stay tuned, I guess, as we move forward, because there's so many balls in the air, whether it's at the state level or the federal level.
Yes, there is. I think there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the system right now, but it comes back to the basics with us. It's our folks working locally with the watershed districts, the Red Board here, and working with our farmers and landowners and rural communities to solve problems related to water.
Again, appreciate the chance to visit with you, Troy Daniels, again from NRCS, State Conservationist here in the great state of Minnesota, as we come to you from the Red River Watershed Management Board Water Conference underway in Moorhead. Randy?